Good evening. It's been hard to know what exactly has been happening inside an upscale shopping mall in Nairobi, Kenya. We do know that a terrorist attack has been unfolding for 3 days now. Unspeakable, systematic killing. And while the Kenyan government tonight claims its forces are now finally in control of the mall and combing it floor by floor for remaining gunmen, the death toll tonight stands at 62 officially, with more than 175 injured, with all the hostages believed to now be released. It raises big questions about a terrorist group that is new to most people, as it raises questions about public safety at the same time. It's where we begin our coverage tonight with NBC's Ron Allen in Nairobi. Ron, good evening.
Good evening, Brian. Yes, the government here says it believes that all the hostages have been released, but it has not given a full accounting. For the past couple of days, we've been told that there are now perhaps about 10 hostages remaining earlier today, and perhaps 10 to 15 armed gunmen holding them. We don't know the fate of the gunmen either. It's been a day of violence here, a day of loud, powerful explosions, and a sustained military attack. Early this morning, a huge cloud of black smoke pours from the besieged shopping mall, the start of another day of violence. Soldiers surrounding the mall open fire from multiple positions. Firefights so intense that journalists and onlookers hundreds of yards away duck for cover. Today, Kenya's leaders claim the situation is under control. But an audio message from the militants threatened more bloodshed, saying, "We have given orders to our fighters that they are free to kill the hostages." Claiming to be behind the attack, Al-Shabaab, a Somalia-based militant group linked to Al-Qaeda. Al-Shabaab is at war with Somalia's government, which is backed by Kenya. The onslaught began Saturday just after noon. Nairobi's upscale Westgate Mall, crowded with families enjoying an afternoon out. These pictures show the first moments of terror. Witnesses say heavily armed, masked gunmen fired indiscriminately, killing dozens of men, women, and children.
Bullets were running over my head, but God protected me.
This picture purports to show two of the gunmen. Among the dead, Elif Yabers, 8 months pregnant, and her partner Ross Langdon. Yabers, a malaria expert who worked for the Clinton Foundation. Benita Malika, who recently moved here from North Carolina, says she hid for 4 hours before escaping.
You could hear while we were back there, them methodically kind of going from store to store, talking to people, asking questions, shooting, screams, and then it would stop for a while, and then it would go to another store.
Others hid wherever they could, even in the air ducts. The gunmen reportedly singled out non-Muslims by testing their knowledge of the Quran.
And if they didn't know the verse, they were the ones who got shot. So in that 5 hours, we tried to memorize the verse of the Quran.
Government officials have said that during the course of this ordeal, they have been able to confirm that 3 of the gunmen were killed. But again, we don't know exactly how many there were to begin with. Everyone here is most concerned about the fate of the hostages. Again, still completely unaccounted for in terms of what happened to them. But the bottom line, the government seems convinced that this situation here is now over. Brian?
What an unbelievable scene there. Ron Allen live for us tonight in Nairobi. Ron, thanks.